This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Didn't get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
7 after the hour, Wednesday is upon us, June the 3rd. It's the DJV program. Doug Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are on the air to review, recap. The situation is getting more blatantly violent. I was thinking about I read this once somewhere. I'm going to make everything around me more beautiful. That'll be my life and try to do it every day. That's a thing that we can aspire to, even though some of the things around us are not as beautiful. There certainly are beautiful things, wonderful things. We just don't seem to be able to talk about them. Well, I guess we could, but how relevant would we be if that's all we talked about? Want to talk about as much of it as we can. But there's also a relevancy to the conversation. I guess the riots are they're not relevant to me because I'm not in them, but they're relative to my son, who is very active. Both of you were talking about what he was posting on Instagram, and I talked to him at length yesterday about the things that he's doing. Not getting close because he doesn't want to expose himself and his wife to the virus, because there are people in the family that would be negatively impacted by it. But is he actively involved in bringing attention to some of the things that are going on? It just seems to be getting worse. And more of these examples of stuff going on, and people, instead of... You'd think that somebody who's running these police offices, these police stations, these police units would be working hard to have people that are out on the street doing what they're supposed to be doing, instead of police pulling people from cars like they did in Atlanta. So, Jennifer, would you like to bring us around to what...
In Atlanta, there was, there was more bad behavior in Atlanta by the police, and the officers that were involved with that have been fired. But I think... what I've seen in Los Angeles and what I've seen around the country is police officers kneeling with protesters. The police chief in Green Bay was out marching with protesters. The one from Flint, Michigan, I saw on television last night, out marching with protesters. My sheriff in Riverside County kneeling and marching with protesters. So I don't think it's really fair to say broadly that police aren't at least empathizing with a lot of these people.
Jennifer,
who are out,
you're missing the point.
And protesting.
You're missing the point. The point is that everybody is watching every single police officer, and so under the circumstances, and what sort of scrutiny, six officers were charged with pulling people from their cars. What kind of leadership would not tell these people, or if that's the potential of these people, what are they doing there in the first place?
Well, it's the same thing with me saying I saw six people beat in other people's faces in protest. That doesn't mean that all the people out there.
Nobody's saying, and I'm tired of hearing that, that everybody is saying that every cop is bad. We're not saying, I'm not saying that. Everybody else can speak for themselves. But the people who are doing it, it's underscoring the problem that we have and upsetting the legitimate feelings of people. I'll talk about those who have been hired to come in and stir the pot.
But it's still okay to point out that there are people who are doing the right thing, just like there are people who are doing the wrong thing.
Not saying it isn't, but it's just...
Then why are you taking issue with what I'm saying?
Because I'm so tired of these people who don't seem to get their mission in life. They ought not to be there, no matter to the one. Look at all of the upset that it's caused because of a few bad cops. That's what's happened.
I understand.
A few bad cops have stirred the pot.
Why are we arguing about this?
I'm not sure we're arguing. I'm just telling. I'm venting because it's so annoying for me to have to take the time on this radio program to talk about these a-holes. who have created, and then the people that come in and stir up more. But like, we didn't have enough with the CCP virus to stir all of us up and get us all upset. Now more things are adding fuel to the fire, and it didn't get any better. So it's
Last night did get better in terms of
what I was trying to say.
Last night did definitely. It was, and in New York,
Not in Boston. And then even some of the smaller communities
Boston
around
burns
Boston.
And burns cars when, like, they win games. Yeah. So, like, I don't know that Boston is really... Boston is filled with some cuckoos. So I'm not really sure we can use Boston.
It's filled with a lot of racists, I'll tell you that.
As a litmus test, yeah. But in New York and in Los Angeles, which I think are probably the two biggest cities that everyone's looking at, I know in New York it was markedly different than it had been for the nights prior. And part of what happened, and this is what I said yesterday on the air and to my friends who live in the city, I suspected what would happen is that actual New Yorkers were going to get fed up with the looting, and they were going to start self-policing, and they were going to start, you know, either ratting out who were the looters,
so standing in front
or
of the
they were going
with
to
guns
yeah.
and stuff, right?
And well, not guns. You can't do that in New York, but it's not like LA. You can't have open carry or anything. But in New York, that's exactly
don't
what
have
happened.
Open carry. There's no open carry in LA.
Well, no one can stand. Well, no one can stand with a gun in New York and just, like, stand on the street. And I don't know what the laws are in California, but because I know there were people protecting their own property in California
defying,
with guns.
Defying the law of open carry because they were worried about their businesses. And that's why a lot of them were getting mixed up with police or with looters and peaceful protesters and police. And it became kind of a mess because the police didn't know who the bad guys were. I would say maybe while New York's protesters were policing themselves a little better, I think that happened certainly in L.A. It was much more peaceful yesterday. It felt much more proactive. There was a better feeling.
And a lot fewer really, cases of looting in New York, too.
The only thing of note is
Zara
that
took
a hit, lot
that's
of
about
them,
it.
What were you doing yesterday?
Exactly.
But the only
got
thing
the whole new spring collection.
Of note is that they stood in front of the L.A. mayor's house for a long time yesterday, and there were a lot of people out there, probably 5, 6, maybe 10 or more thousand people in front of the mayor's home. But what happened yesterday, I think, and whether you want to go nuts on this one or not, Doug, is that the police were more aggressive yesterday. The police were actually
aggressive in New York, which I think worked better.
Maybe aggressive is the wrong word because people think of that negatively, but they were more present. People could see them. They were out there. They were kind of funneling people into locations so that everybody did maintain peacefulness. And as much as I know we like to poop on a lot of the police actually knelt with protesters yesterday. Everybody seemed to be on the same page. It was not combative, even though there was more of a police presence. And so yesterday, I thought people are finally getting it right. We're able to weed out the nasty people who are out there just out there for their own personal interests because the police presence was higher, but that didn't seem to bother the protesters who were out there also peacefully protesting because there was a sense of empathy. So that's at least what I saw yesterday, and I think it's important. I think you can't have police disappear because then you get the bad people in, but certainly people were allowed their space to do what they needed to do, and most people followed the curfew. Most people actually dispersed and went home last night, which was also good.
50 cars stolen from a Chrysler dealership in California.
Yes. Why do you think I was 50? So tuned up yesterday?
50 cars? How does that even happen?
They smash the windows in the dealership and go in and get the keys and go on the lot and get in the cars and drive them away.
Huh.
So, anyway, take a deep breath, I guess, under the circumstances. There's a bill that's been introduced after all these protests, especially aimed at the George Floyd situation. Representative Justin, is it Amash, I wonder, Amish of Michigan?
Amash.
Introducing legislation that would allow victims to sue the police. I thought that they could anyway. Yes, no? They sue the city.
I think in a civil, they can't sue the police department, but they can do a civil thing against the town or whatever. Mm. But police, and I didn't even realize this until seeing what he said about trying to get this bill passed. It sends a really terrible message to cops, especially bad apples, as we keep calling them, the bad actors in police forces across the country. It sends a really bad message that they can't be sued or held accountable for their wrongdoing. And I think that should be wiped away. They have a huge responsibility.
You mean personally,
because
cities and towns can be sued.
Right.
I didn't know that.
But I don't think the actual police department can be sued. They have immunity under...
Sometimes you want to fix what a lot of people are calling systemic problems within the system. The first thing you have to do is get rid of the union. And that's because the union for police offers a lot of protection.
Yeah, yep.
And so people sit around and scratch their head and go, I just don't know what's going on. There's systemic problems. Well, guess what? It's because your union is protecting these officers and fighting to have most of them put back on the force after they've been called out for bad behavior. So I think there are a lot of people who are going to have to reevaluate their thoughts on unions, particularly when it comes to the police union.
So maybe this is part of the cleansing that's taking place or is going to take place through the course of the summer. It's going to be a pretty, it's going to be a pretty active, is that the right word? I think there's going to be a lot of, a season of discontent, perhaps, because of lots of things, injustices, inequalities, inequity. Whatever, maybe that's what comes out of all of this, getting people whooped up, even though a lot of it is being fomented by the same people that fomented the CCP virus, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, I thought about you saying that yesterday. I saw a video. I don't know if you saw this, Jen. I don't know what city it was in, but it circulated around on social media. And there are two African-American girls who are protesting, walking along the streets, you know, holding a sign, not doing anything violent. And they see these other two women tagging buildings with BLM, Black Lives Matter. And so they go over and they confront the girls. They're two Chinese girls, or Chinese-American, whatever, Asian girls. I don't know. I don't want to profile. But there are two Asian girls who are out tagging Black Lives Matter. And so the two African-American girls said, wait, that's not what we're doing here. We're protesting. We're not defacing property. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? And they said, oh, well, someone else who's African-American asked us to do it. And then the girl goes, no, we didn't ask you to. That's total BS. So that's part of, and it's. I think we all have agreed on this, that is definitely part of some other group trying to influence and make black people look bad.
Make
and
trouble.
The girl even says, she goes, when cops drive by and see that, they're going to think we're doing it. They're going to blame black people for that, and we're not the ones doing that. And I think that was happening all over. And I white people do not need to be going around tagging buildings with BLM. That's not something that anybody needs, and I don't even believe that they're doing it genuinely. I think they're being paid to do it. And there are more, you know, there's more stuff, you know, more evidence that white supremacists have been infiltrating all of these various protests around the country. I don't know. The whole thing is a mess, but I definitely think that there are a lot of people benefiting from paying other people to add to the narrative to make black people look bad.
Speaking of benefits, how would you like to lose a good deal of that excess weight that you put on through the CCP circumstance that we've living since March? Maybe you got yourself into a situation where you haven't really been able to move around much. Gyms are closed. Lots of pizza places making lots of money delivering to folks like you. Yum, yum. Well, you got to pay the piper. And at the end of the season, at the end of the season of woe, perhaps you're going to take stock and look at your rear end or whatever it is that is showing signs of expansion and think, okay, I'm ready to do something. What do? You take my advice and the advice of hundreds, thousands of tens of thousands of people who have had success over the past 25 years losing weight the natural way. The TopLoss.com website is loaded with the stories of people who have started and stuck with this for 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 months, and they've lost the weight and they've kept it off. Calitrin is the product, the weight loss formula that doesn't involve you taking anything that stimulates you like caffeine, no drugs. It really is fabulous, and you can get in on the deal right now. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, no shipping charge. You buy three, you get three free. That's an unlimited offer now. Right now, they'll help you out. You help yourself out. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's some good news for those of you who are country fans. 23 after the hour, this hour's music focus here on the DJV program with Jen Jen and Victoria and Duggar is a list of more of country's most prominent entertainers signing on to support frontline workers through that new special, CMT Celebrates Our Heroes and Artists of the Year special, which airs tonight at 8 on CMT with a three-network simulcast, Paramount Network, Pop TV, and TV Land. Growing list of talent includes Blake Shelton, radio host Bobby Bones, Cody Allen, Gary Sinise, Jake Owen, Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Lee Bryce, Olivia Munn, Reba, Scarlett Johansson, Sean Penn, Zach Brown. Doesn't Gary Sinise have his own band? Do I remember that from...
He does. I think he has his bass.
Yeah. Okay. All right. They contribute that way, amongst other things. So all these people joining some of the other performers, Brandi Carlile, Brothers Osborne, Darius Rucker, Florida Georgia Line, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Sam Hunt, Tim McGraw. Wow. Thomas Rhett, Lauren Daigle, Kristen Bell, Carrie Underwood. This celebration certainly get people out of their seats. It's a two-hour virtual tribute recognizing the heroes in this situation we find ourselves in, the healthcare workers, education folks, business leaders, community leaders, food industry people, infrastructure folks, first responders, military, and all those folks to be recognized and lauded tonight for their work. So it's the CMT Celebrating Our Heroes show, 8 o'clock Eastern, on CMT, Paramount Network, Pop TV, and TV Land. I bet I'll remember that in a half hour when you do the TV report, Jennifer. What do you think?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. You can remember. All right, let's see what else have we got here musically. A couple of days after a country music festival in northern Wisconsin got the green light to hold 4 days of concerts, organizers have canceled the event. The Hodag Country Festival in Rhinelander won approval from the Oneida County Public Safety Committee, overcoming opposition from the public and the county health department. Then organizers posted on the festival's website that the interest of public safety, in the interest of that, they're going to call off the event. So why'd they try so hard to get it? They knew what the...
I think they, there was a public backlash.
Yeah. Possibility of having the Hodag Country Festival was created, has created a lot of stress and division in the area, and we are apologetic for this. It was never our intent. Festival was supposed to go on July 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. About 16,000 people a day expected for the festival, which has been held for more than 40 years. Performers that were supposed to be there included Travis Tritt, Darius Rucker, Lee Greenwood. Organizers said that Rucker and many of the same performers who plan to be at the festival this summer will be on the bill next year. The announcement of the festival's cancellation coming on the same day the Wisconsin State Fair called off. I'll bet most of the, not all the state fairs later in the summer get called off too. Adding to a long list of canceled events because of the CCP virus. So, there you go. CCP.
Okay. Maybe we should explain that.
CCP is the Communist Chinese Party.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that or refer to that. So,
okay, well, thank you for
asking. Clearer.
All right. CCP, Communist Chinese Party. They're responsible, so you should label it the way and what it is, for what it is. Anyway, the so we got some good things. If you don't have to go someplace, like the thing that's on TV tonight, that may be a good way for you to spend some time instead of actually get sad not being able to go to the events and enjoy the outdoors, but that's the reality. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program for Wednesday.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you're really, you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says in his words, a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available in the U.S. by early next year. He made the prediction during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. Protests over the death of George Floyd continuing last night in many U.S. cities despite curfews. Many people were out past curfew in New York, Washington, Los Angeles, and Denver. But there were fewer incidents of violence and criminal activity than had been seen on previous nights. In Maryland's capital of Annapolis, the police chief from nearby Howard County and several officers joined a march calling for an end to police brutality.
These types of incidents embarrass our profession, and we want to show them that we support them in their legal ability to be out and to protest.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Joe Biden was the big winner on primary day in several states yesterday, the Democratic presidential candidate sweeping seven of them in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. The victory is pushing Biden closer to becoming the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The 77-year-old former VP is now only about 100 delegates short of automatically getting the nomination, as primaries next week in Georgia and West Virginia are expected to put him over the top. Meanwhile, there are many projections that Iowa Congressman Steve King has been defeated in his Republican primary race. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson laying into President Trump yesterday. The 90-year-old host of the 700 Club was panning the president's vow to use military troops to put down protests. And speaking of governors as jerks, Robertson has long supported Trump, but on yesterday's 700 Club broadcast, he said, quote, "You just don't do that, Mr. President." The Senate Judiciary Committee is moving to take up the death of George Floyd later this month. Chairman Lindsey Graham saying that June 16th is the date the committee is considering for a hearing. Graham also talking about protesters fighting for a change, saying he understands it. And for the second year in a row, Tijuana, Mexico is the most violent city in the world. The city just over the border from San Diego has the world's highest murder rate as of last year. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now here on the Wednesday program, it's June 3rd. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Looking forward to the day here, there, and everywhere around the universe that that everybody stops worrying. Right? You can think of 100 reasons why something might go wrong, and in the last half hour, Jennifer.
Don't want me to describe it. Actually. Someone else could use it. Somebody else
could
take that up.
No, it's all right. It's the power of worry, and worry is, I remember somebody telling me once that worrying is just a prayer for what you don't want, and that is true. So let's make it a fantastic day. Manifest what you want in your life on the program I do called Your Hidden Power. We talk about this week the whole business of thoughts being things. I'll tell you, Victoria, Jennifer, this person who's done this movie, he's done a lot of other movies, very much like The Secret, mm-hmm. and with all the same sort of players, and it really does, it solidifies and underscores what I've been saying for years about thoughts being things, really and truly. It's just really amazing. And so you want to have a mortgage-free home? Think about that and think about other things that you want to come out of whatever experience we're having in the present and in the future. Meanwhile, speaking of the future, how's the harmony around the vaccine effort, Victoria?
Well, Dr. Fauci made a pretty encouraging announcement. He said by the beginning of 2021, they hope to have a couple hundred million doses of the vaccine. Now, this is coming from the biotech company Moderna, which is up in Boston or in the Massachusetts-Boston area.
Yep.
I think somewhere
yep.
in Massachusetts, maybe not Boston. And so that's they're going into the final stage of trials with volunteers. It's known as phase three. That's going to happen midsummer. Preparations are at the national and international sites are also underway, he said. He said the real business end of this will all be phase three starts the first week of July, and he said we want to get as many data points as we can. Phase three will involve 30,000 people. The vaccine will be tested in people between the ages of 18 and 55, as well as in the elderly and in people who have underlying health conditions. He said it's going to be the entire spectrum.
How do you volunteer for that? Would all of us volunteer for a trial? Along that line?
Why not?
Yeah, it depends on what it is. I don't know that they've had any major side effects or setbacks so far in phases mm-hmm. one and two. So he said phase two of the trial started a few days ago, so they're currently in phase two, and a few hundred volunteers are involved in that, and then phase three is going to involve the 30,000 people. And so he said the plan is to manufacture doses of the vaccine before it's clear whether it works or not, so they're prepared in case it does work. He said they want to have about 100 million doses by November or December, and then that way, if it does work, they have the doses ready to go, and then they can be deployed quickly. So far, he said that they have enough data. They will have enough data to determine if it works by November or December. So there's an AstraZeneca trial that's underway in the UK that has a similar schedule.
Yeah.
They're sharing data. They're sharing all of their research.
One in Israel, too. Going on.
So it's a good coordinated effort.
If you look at the curve.
And it doesn't involve China, so that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's more and more people are going to. Countries are going to want to pull their businesses all lock, stock, and barrel out of China. The Chinese have gone too far, and people realize it. Sometimes it takes that yin and the yang. It's like politics, where you go too far to the right, and then we do the too far to the left thing, and the pendulum just goes back and forth and back and forth. There's another, I think, kind of interesting, especially given who it is. I don't know why you'll hear me sound a little bit surprised. I'm not a fan of big banks. Certainly I'm not a fan of Wells Fargo, Jennifer, and Bank of America. But I thought it was very interesting, the announcement yesterday. For whatever the reason, Bank of America has pledged $1 billion, one with a B, $1 billion, to help communities all across our country address the inequalities that face many folks because of their color, because of their financial ability or inability. This is the first, and I'm betting this will cow other big banks into doing the same thing because they have so much money. Maybe it's a self-protective move. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not bad. Following all these protests, the events of the past week, according to the chief executive officer of Bank of America, have created a sense of true urgency that has arisen across our nation, particularly in view of the racial injustices we continue to see. And we're in these cities, we work in these cities, we live in these cities, so we want to have a major impact in these cities. So, how do you fault that? 4-year commitment, including programs like virus testing, health services, support to minority-owned businesses, partnerships with black and Hispanic educational institutions. This will help. Citigroup has one of the few black executives in a big bank, a guy named Mark Mason, who runs Citigroup, published a personal essay on expressing his horror, disgust, and anger. However, they haven't done anything yet and pledged any money. J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, these big banks, they're talking about Wells Fargo, the Canadian Imperial Bank is looking at how it can help. They have so much money, they have so much cash, they can easily do what the suggestion is here. make a big
impact. I was reading
impact.
A thing yesterday with banks, and especially it was a thing about, because, you know, I read Modern Farmer, and I love Modern Farmer.
Yes.
I actually read it. I find it really fascinating.
Yeah.
But
it is.
You pick up Cat Fancy, we're going to have to talk.
There is a whole thing about how, and this is not surprising, but how disproportionately black farmers are turned down for loans.
Uh-huh.
Versus farmers.
Huge problem. Yeah.
And so one of the problems is, and in light of the George Floyd stuff and a lot of, you know, various issues of equality and equity being talked about, they said that if the, I think it's the Council of Black Farmers, if stores like Whole Foods would actually give them a purchase order and commit to buying a certain amount of their product, that they could actually walk into a bank and then secure a loan. But the fact that a lot of major stores won't even, that's another part of the systemic problem, that they just constantly overlook black farmers, and it makes it impossible for them to secure any type of financing. Because if you walk in and say, hey, Whole Foods has a purchase order, I have a purchase order with Whole Foods, then the bank is going to go, oh, okay, no problem. And then, you know, they're a lot more willing. It's like on Shark Tank, when people come in with an idea and they say, well, do you have any orders? Yeah, Whole Foods wants to put us in some stores, and then everybody starts bidding. So it's a big deal, and it's
important. You know,
it's
I would
important.
Say with banks, though, what I've noticed with banks, and, well, I believe that there's obviously some disproportionate amounts of people using race as a way to process loans and all of that. I think more than that, there's socioeconomic barriers. I know in just some personal experience that I've had family members going through, I've had my business going through, the way that loans are processed, and we're not even approaching it from, well, some of the people I'm talking about are, it seems that there are certain people who are equipped to game the system and certain people who are not equipped to game the system. And it's unfortunate that just everyday people who actually really need the money, who are good for the money, who will repay the money, are not getting granted the loans that they need to survive and thrive, because they're not one of the people who are equipped to figure out exactly what your perfect loan application will be. I actually would submit probably even more than racism, and maybe not in the case you're talking about with farmers, Victoria, but across the board with loans, and Bank of America should take note that it is much more socioeconomic than anything else, because rich people can afford people to fill out the documentation that they need, and they know how to fill it out in the way that the banks will approve and approve quickly, where the average Joe is just going to fill it out honestly. And
you know, that's
to,
an interesting point. The same thing can
and
be
they get
said
denied.
For all of these PPP. If you go through the you did, Jennifer, and I did, go through the paperwork that's necessary, and it's even more so for the farm aid that the government comes up with, the average person who is of average intelligence would have, without some help, would have, or less than average intelligence, maybe it depends on, you know, plumbers are often really good plumbers, but they're not much good at anything else.
Well, you can't afford someone who can come in and do your paperwork for you.
I
knew someone who was almost totally paid up in, like, actually had almost paid off the house that they lived in. They wanted to refinance for some certain expenses, medical expenses and other things, but only to the tune of, like, a tenth of what the loan was actually worth on the house, and the banks wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that you can't even get access to your own money from banks. And that doesn't, I don't think that's something unique to skin color.
It's tightening,
it really is more socioeconomic than anything else.
I think it's a combo of both. And so under the circumstances, you look at the banks and see, I've been turned down for loans in my life. I've had easy times when I had a lot of money. It's easy to borrow. When I had no money, it was not easy to borrow. Even though I've been with the same bank all my life, it's just the government has come in, and that's part of the culprit here is not just the banks, but the government itself that regulates all these damn people from these various, the guy that runs the local bank here pulls his hair out. There are four different groups that come in and do the same thing to audit what's going on in the bank. State regulators, national regulators, and it drives them all nuts. They've had to hire six people in this little bank just to monitor and do and keep up with the compliance requirements from the feds. And that's part of it. Part of the problem you're discussing is a federal government problem. So, a couple of quickies here. A host that I know named Grant Napier got fired yesterday. Did you see this? He works in Sacramento on the best radio station there, and he got fired for posting a tweet after there was some back and forth of some of his listeners about Black Lives Matter. He tweeted, "All lives matter," and he got fired for that. I don't.
If one more white person tries to go on with the all lives
matter
stuff,
but to fire somebody for that—that's
extreme. There must be something else in there because I don't know. I've never heard anyone getting
fired. Maybe he's making too much money. They want to get rid of him anyway. But
I don't know.
I don't get that. And Jennifer Aniston, the nude photograph taken in 1995 at the height of the Friends mania, is the photograph's going to be sold, and the money is going to go to NAF clinics. So my question isn't about the nude photo. I don't know what NAF clinics are. What do they provide? Testing, I guess, and care nationwide to the people who don't have the ability. The same people we're talking about now can't get a loan. They can't get help. This is an auction. Apparently, it's the same auction house. They're auctioning off a nude picture of Julie Louis-Dreyfus, too.
Naturally, you would find this nude story.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
All right, here's another one that I found because of my other interests. Today is National Egg Day. Eggs had some tough years. Health experts back and forth about high cholesterol. After a revision of the Heart Association's guidelines, the health benefits of eggs seem to outweigh the concerns. American Health Association says healthy adults can enjoy an egg a day and easily remain within the daily cholesterol limits. I have my doubts about the cholesterol numbers. I think are somewhat bogus anyway. A single egg has 75 calories, which is great for those looking to lose weight. 7 grams of protein in an average egg almost makes this a superfood with a great calorie to protein ratio. I just don't like eggs. I give an egg a day, a hard-boiled egg, to Daisy. I think it's good for her coat. It is. What are you laughing at? Isn't it? It's good for
you should eat eggs. They're good for you. I know Dr. Jack is constantly trying to get you to eat eggs.
I know.
They're good for your dog. God be good for you.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. All right. Television news. Want to highlight again the story about the CMT Celebration of Heroes tonight, Jen?
Carrie Underwood, Kristen Bell, Tim McGraw, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, Gary Sinise, Jason Aldean, and Keith Urban. Whew, that's a list. Are among the performers who are going to be honoring Heroes in the COVID-19 crisis. That's on CMT tonight. Also replayed on Paramount, Pop, and TV Land. So you can see that on all of those networks tonight. CMT celebrates our Heroes and Artists of the Year special. If you'd like something else, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back. They've got a new show tonight, ABC, at 10 o'clock.
Is it the final season? I think it's the final season of that show.
I'm not sure about that. Could be. Yeah. Jay Leno's Garage is new tonight with Brad Garrett and Bill Burr, their guests on the episode on CNBC. Game On features Demi Lovato and Ronda Rousey. They'll compete against each other. That's at 8 p.m. on CBS. And At Home with Amy Sedaris. That's new tonight on True TV at 10 o'clock. Also, What We Do in the Shadows. That's a new show that's airing tonight on FX at 10 p.m.
Did you see the WWE is launching a free and commercial-free version of its streaming network? 15,000. The service will offer recent episodes of programs like Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, along with a legacy pay-per-view programming and matches from Raw, Talk, Monday Night War, and Ride Along. I don't even begin to understand why people like this stuff. It's all the same thing.
Wrestling?
It's people. That's all
like
it sounds
soap
like.
Opera.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems kind of put on to me, but that's just, but maybe that's the fun of it. Maybe that's what people like about it. They know it's all nonsense, and they still like to yell and scream and hoot and holler for their favorite wrestler. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan has done her homework, as she does every day, and starts us off with a focus on tracking iPhones that had been stolen by the bad guys. All right, mm-hmm. So how's this going to work? This is
good. Apple had an eerie message for the looters who busted into a bunch of Apple stores during the protests. And Apple says, we're watching you. So thieves who made off with iPhones from ransacked Apple retail locations in the last few days, they quickly learned that the phones were loaded with special security software that displayed a message on their screens indicating that their locations were being monitored by Apple. A message pops up on a blank screen saying, please return to Apple Walnut Street. That's what happened. That's the Philadelphia Apple store. It's on Walnut Street. And wherever the phones have been stolen from, the message pops up and it says, please return to, and then it lists whatever the local Apple store is. And then it has another message. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted.
That's
so
good.
I'm suspecting that a lot of iPhones are being dumped in dumpsters. That's what I'm guessing. As soon as people realize, I'm not going to be able to use this iPhone, and they're also tracking the, look, Apple has the ability, any cell phone company does, they switch on the GPS tracker and they can find out where you are. I think what will happen in the next maybe week or so, if Apple comes forward with the location data, it will be very interesting to see. We've all sort of speculated that, that people are driving into, and we know this in many cases is true, people are driving into major cities, looting, and then leaving. So by having the iPhones in their cars, we'll be able to know, did they go on to another city? city? Where did they go? Where did they come from? So it'll be interesting to see.
Very.
And who knows? At the root of a lot of this, like a lot of people have said, it feels very organized, whether you want to blame Antifa, which there actually really isn't. There's more studies coming out that they actually have not. The FBI looked into it, and they can't find a connection. They can find a connection to white supremacists, though, and a lot of groups have been disguising themselves as Antifa. Having iPhones in the back of those cars of anyone who was looting, it could lead to an IP address, it could lead to a physical address where these groups are being organized. So I think it's kind of interesting, and hopefully Apple, who is notoriously consumer private, you know, they err on the side of consumer privacy, and in the past during crimes, they have not allowed the police to unlock a phone that's involved with a crime. I think in this case, I think it's going to be very different. So it'll be interesting to see what the data shows. Obviously, Tim Cook and issued a, you know, after all the riots and everything, he issued a statement to his employees at Apple, and he said to the to our colleagues in the black community, we see you, you matter, your lives matter, and you're valued here at Apple. So a lot of the employees were. Like any other company, like Facebook, you know, very concerned, and so it's been a very trying time. But who knows? Maybe technology can end up saving the day.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Get the bad guys using that technology. The quirky UFO movie Vast of Night reviewed here.
The Geek Out.
I love me a movie about UFOs, so I was excited when I saw Vast of the Night listed on Amazon Prime. Now, this is not your normal UFO movie, and in fact, director Andrew Patterson's lo-fi story set in the 50s about a small-town radio DJ and his local teenage switchboard operator friend investigating odd sounds interrupting the airwaves is unlike any other UFO movie I've ever seen. It's kind of like The Twilight Zone, but with no effects because it doesn't need them to tell this story. No, it's not a classic like Close Encounters or Fire in the Sky, but Vast of the Night is a cool, quirky version of those, and recommended. Now on Amazon Prime, and we've tweeted the trailer at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's see what's next here. France has a contact tracing app. This is pretty interesting. Can we have this here?
Well, we're working on it. Google and Google and Apple are working together to come up with an app to do this. It's contact tracing. Essentially, if you download it, it's voluntary. Works on iPhones and Androids, and it acts as a supplement for human tracers who will manually go through an infected person's contacts. So essentially, you're letting the app do it for you, and it will quickly let you know, and it will let your contacts know if you've been exposed to people and exposed to the virus. And so they're hoping that this will help when offices and restaurants and schools begin to reopen, and they are in the process of reopening just like we are. So it uses Bluetooth technology. It alerts users if they spent more than 15 minutes within a meter of someone carrying the virus. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Very high tech.
Wow. Yes, indeed. All right. Good news there. That helps us wrap up this hour of the DJV program. It's 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.